Bless you. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. We thank God for the pastor giving us this opportunity to speak to you. God bless Sister Blessing.
And Sister the family. Sister Blessing Chesa ne mure yavo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
Ngati mbombera ishe maoko.
Good friend.
Shamare dino kosha. Pastor Stole.
In America he's Dr. Sithall.
Ku America tinoti Dr. Sithall.
He's a good friend.
Ishamare yakakosha.
Most of the time I'm here he's the reason.
He's
my brother. He's also from Bashingo. Amen.
Amen.
So we don't want to hold you too long. But he said if I say some shown a word, so song leader, I'm gonna start it and you finish it. My kanaka, my river by.
My
kanaka, my river. My kanaka, my river. My kanaka, yes, no kanaka, my river. My kanaka, yes, my kanaka, my river. My kanaka, yes, no kanaka, my river. Moshe, glory. I'm Moshe, and I can Mariba, Baka, and I got it. Yes, Kanaka, Mariba, Baka, Naka, Makanaka, Mariba, Baka, Naka. Hey, Moshe, Mariba, Moshe, glory. I get the second part. Go ahead. God bless him. Messing him up.
Amen.
God bless you. Yeah, that's it. Hey, Moses, son, and I believe. Moses, yeah, Moses, son, and I believe. Moses, say that, leave a say that, oh, yes, and I believe. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. God bless you. Let's get right to the word. And thank God for each and every one of you. And we bring you greetings from South Carolina.
South Carolina.
North Carolina is up.
North Carolina
and South Carolina.
South Carolina.
But it's both Carolinas.
As Joseph knows, it's Rico Carolina.
They in the north. And we in the south.
South.
But it's one. They just split it in half.
A single Carolina.
All right. God bless you. If you have your Bibles, I just was praying about it. I was here. And I know we don't like to think about things, but I was here that Friday. I preached to your service, and I've been praying and thinking about it. And I kind of, Lord, put something on my heart.
And,
so I came to the convention. I've been at Dr. Stoley, and I want to just share a few things with you, if you will. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews. And let's start at verse 10. Chapter 10, I'm sorry.
Yep. Chapter 10, verse 35.
And it reads, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience after that you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him.
Naizozo regai kurasa kuchika kwenyu kuno mubayiro mukuru, nokuti munofanira kuva nokutsungirira kuti kana maita kuda kwaMwari mugopiwa chipikirwa, nokuti Nokuti kanguva kaduku duku kachiko iye unouya uchauya asinganonoki asi wakarurama wangu uchaponeswa nokutenda zvino kana akadzokera shure moyo wangu haungafari naye. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to the time of the preaching of the word. I pray that you would bless every heart. Lord, strengthen us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you, God, that you would heal the sick.
Amen.
Cast out devils.
Amen.
Set the captives free.
Amen.
We give you honor and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My subject would be
Chidzidzo changu nhasi.
Cast not away thy confidence. You may be seated.
Regai kurasa satya kwenyu.
Don't lose your confidence
because
you have a great recompense of reward.
God
began a work in you. God began a work in you. And if God began a work in you, He is the author. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And Brother Branham said, faith finds its resting place on the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you, no matter what goes on, you still got to have your confidence that Jesus Christ said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'll be with you always, even to the end of age. Because we are sons of God, we come from God, and we go back to God, and He will never leave us. But we got to keep our confidence. We find that people now are falling away. They're getting away from the message. Some don't want to come to church. As soon as something happens, they get discouraged. But you got to have faith, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask and thank. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Things present, things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ. God save you. Are you listening now? God save you. He didn't save you just because something go wrong, something happened in the church. You were saved. You are sealed. You are filled with the Holy Ghost until the day of your redemption. Do you believe that? Let's keep pressing forward. Don't let the devil take away your confidence. You got to have trust. No matter, let the storms come, let the winds blow, and it beat upon the house. Let something happen. Let things bad happen. Let people quit. Sometimes people die. Sometimes people get leave. But you are saved by grace. Jesus Christ died for your sins. He paid the price for redemption. There is no man nowhere that was worthy to take the book, neither to look down. But there was a lamb. There was a lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world, which was Jesus Christ. Can I preach? Can I preach? You are here tonight because God tied you to a gift. Are you listening now? That gift He tied you to. You have a pastor now, but that gift He tied you to was Brother Blessing. But God was the one that made sure that you being tied to that gift, that you can be blessed. You can be blessed from that ministry. You are a part of it. This is your church. Don't let nobody take it from you. This is your time. God give this to you. Are you listening? Brother Branham said, he said, the greatest thing, all the things that I want to give, he said, my wife, she get the credit. for all the things that in the Branham family. In other words, there are things that the wife, I'm in listening now. I've been listening. Do you believe the message? When God calls a man, he calls his wife. She can't preach, but you don't know all the headaches, all the trials, all the times that he's discouraged, he's down. And nobody can comfort him. Nobody can comfort him. But that wife, she has something. And you know what? And you, when you go on your job, you have frustration on your day. Things going wrong. And when you come home, the wife will say, "Oh, honey, that's all right. Don't worry about it." And it comforts you. Are you listening now? What about a wife to a pastor? Don't get quiet now. Glory. What I'm trying to tell you is, things that they do, you don't see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't cast not away your confidence. One time, how many know Moses was a great prophet? And Moses was doing everything. He was doing everything right in the church. He had to circumcise the young boys. How many know the circumcision represented the Holy Ghost? And he forgot. He forgot to circumcise Goshen. And he was going down to Egypt. And he's going. And Zipporah. She looked at Moses. What's wrong with you? You took care of everybody else in the church, but your own son, you didn't circumcise him. And she took his knife and cut his skin off and threw it down at Moses. Said, "You are a bloody husband to me." You know what Brother Branham said? If she wouldn't have did that, Goshen would have been lost. Goshen had to have the circumcision. It's a part of the word and the church. Jesus Christ said, "You can do nothing without me. I am the vine. You are the branches. And if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will." Are you listening now? The church goes on. God have great men. Great men, but God tied you to their gift. But you are tied to the redemption plan of God. Somebody come to you. Are you listening? Somebody come to witness to you. They had a gift. We respect that. We love that. I thank God for brother so-and-so witnessing to me. But if brother so-and-so quit, you are tied to Jesus Christ. Are you listening now? One time, let me just say it like this. How many believe the word? One time, in the Bible, Jesus said, I must need go to Samaria. And when he got to Samaria, he sat down by the well. And when he sat by the well, he said, "Woman coming." He said, "Woman, give me a drink." She said, "You don't have nothing to draw with. And besides, the well is deep." You know what Jesus said? If you knew the gift of God, and who was speaking to you, you would have asked him of living water, and you'd have to never come here no more. Are you listening? Brother Branham said he was a gift to you. Your pastor is a gift to you. Don't get quiet. Go ahead. It don't matter if you don't like it. It don't matter if you don't agree with it. But God gives him a gift. And you rally around that gift, God can bless you. Are you listening now? Brother Branham says, Solomon, when he had the gift, are you listening? Israel prospered. It was sort of like the millennium. Everything went well. They had no wars. They had no troubles. And church, if you rally around the gift, how many of you rally around the gift? When you rally around the gift, you won't have no troubles in church. You won't have no problems there. You won't have nobody complaining. It's not him that will it. It's not him that will it. Nor him that run it. But God that shows mercy. Are you listening? It's not you to choose a man. It's God chooses his man. Are you listening now? Are you listening? You have deacons. They are the police of the church. They have a right by God. Says, who's on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side? They have a right to make sure things go right in the church. That God give them that. Oh, let church say amen.
Amen.
Are you listening? This here bride, she ain't in politics. If the church want to be in politics, they need to be with the new president. Because he need a lot of help right now. But you want to be in the Word. You want to be in the Word. You want to be in the Word. Are you listening? And the message, God being misunderstood. A lot of times, God does things and people misunderstand it. You can misunderstand your brother. You can misunderstand your friend. But when you misunderstand God, it might cost you your soul. When you misunderstand God, it might cost you your soul. Are you listening?
Joseph,
when God told him, he said to marry Mary. You know, Mary.
Maria.
And the Mary, when the angel of the Lord came and spoke to Mary, it was very unusual. It wasn't like the trend of the day.
So
everybody's wondering, a virgin shall conceive. A virgin never had a baby. What's this? And they would be talking. You know how people talk in the church. Everybody have an opinion. God don't deal with opinion. Everybody's opinion is just as good as any other man's opinion. But when you follow God, you got to have an absolute. Brother Branham preached the absolute. When you follow God, you got to be certain. You got to be certain that you know what God wants. And Joseph, he had made up in his mind because he misunderstood. I'm not going to marry this woman. You know, I like her. You know, and if I don't, she'll be stoned. And he made up in his mind that, no, this is not right. And when Joseph went to sleep, he went to sleep that night. God come to him in a dream and said, fear not, Joseph, that take unto thee Mary,
Maria,
thy wife, for that which you conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost. It don't matter what people were talking about. People could have said,
Joseph,
you know she went and she messed with another man. And she's trying to say the word, say this. And she's trying to say that. But when God spoke to Joseph, all the critics, all the fanatics, all the crazy people, Joseph didn't care what they said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because he heard from God. And listen. Are you listening? Are you listening? This church, I saw when y'all was back in 94, 93, little small
group,
and how God blessed it. Let church say amen.
Amen.
Are you listening now? I remember I come by this place, just empty walls, just being what, looking. But the man had a vision. And these windows wasn't even here. It was holes here. You know, in the wall. But he still had ministers to come to preach the word, to bless you, because you are sitting in the finished product. But in his mind, this church was completed. In his mind, his church was completed. He saw you walking in the vision, but he saw the vision, and he was building to that vision. And you were a part of it. If you wasn't, hello, you wouldn't be here. And God never leave himself without a witness. Do y'all want me to preach? I'm a missionary. When Moses got to a place, God said, my servant Moses is dead. I don't get quiet now. My servant Moses is dead. It said, Joshua, God never leaves himself without a witness. He's not going to stop. Glory, he always have read somebody ready to move to the next level. Are you listening? And is God, are you listening now? If God chose the first man, if God chose the second man, we have an order the way it's done. And that's where the deacons and so forth, what they have their place. How many know they're the police in the church? Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, let church say amen. Don't worry. I'm a visiting minister. So if I don't have to come back, that's fine. But I want to tell you the truth. God established something there. You get behind it. You support it. You help it. You don't hinder it. Hindrance come from the devil. Three things to get a minister. Money, women, and popularity. God to get a man, he may not can say his ABC. But one thing, he's anointed with the Spirit of God. And it don't matter if he educated, that's fine. But make sure he have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Because what are you going to do?
Joshua.
Move Moses. Are you listening? Those were Moses' people. The second generation. They were God's people. God could have got anybody he wanted to. But no, it was somebody that was committed. That was faithful to the message of the hour. That was committed. And he never gave Moses no hassle. Are you listening? Timothy never gave Paul no hassle. Oh, don't get quiet. We don't want to accept sometimes. But let me tell you something. God doesn't change his mind. They know. You know, I like Mandela. What I liked about
Mandela.
When they put him in prison.
And
everything he went through. When he got out, he still knew, I'm going to be the president of this country. He still knew, no matter if they're keeping me in prison, they're keeping me back. He didn't get out of prison and said, oh, I'm going to start a war. I'm
going
to get all my people. We're going to go against the white man. We're going to do this. No. He knew his position. And he knew that if God is with me, and if this is what God had me to do, I'm going to be the president no matter how many people try to stop it. Hello, glory.
Hallelujah.
David was a king. David was a king.
David Angari Mambo.
The day he was born. To you and I, he looked just like a shepherd boy. But in the mind of God, David was a king.
Hello?
He was a king. God never saw him as a shepherd. God saw him as a king. God never saw you as a sinner. God never saw you as somebody just lost. God saw the image of you before the foundation of the world. And when you come into the world, you could have been a murderer, dope addict, a drunk, alcoholic. Are you going to say, I don't even believe in God? That didn't make no difference. God saw you before the world ever began. And that image that he had of you, he came down. When you accepted him, he was going to make you the way
nenzira.
He's seen you
before
the world ever began.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you listening now? Are you listening now? Go ahead, listen. Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
How many ever heard the message going to be on the curtain of time? Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
When he was preaching. And he got to a place. He was just a little tired. He was tired. And he laid on the bed. And then as he laid on the bed. And then the Lord asked him. Would you like to see the curtain beyond the curtain of time? He said, Lord, your show make me feel good. So as he was going up, he could see his body. He goes in on beyond the curtain of time, and he saw all his wife come running to him. Saints come running to him. His daughter that had died, she was come running to him. He asked, who are you? He said, I'm Sharon. Who is
it?
And he said, oh. And then Brother Branham,
as
he's talking to the angel, he's looking around. He says, you know what? When you was on the earth, you were a leader. He said, and you will be judged for what you preach.
How
many thank God for a prophet? First thing he asked God, he said, will Paul be judged? He said, oh yes, Paul will be judged. Did Paul group make it? And he said, yes, Paul group make it. He said, well, I preached the same thing Paul preached, and millions in there,
millions
hollered out, we are resting on that. Are you listening now? We get over there.
Okay, so
all these Branhams.
And
they say, no. These are your converts. Are you listening? Are you listening? Can I take you beyond the curtain of time? I have to say this. Y'all think Brother Blessing is dead.
He ain't dead.
Saints don't die. You miss him here, but saints don't die. If you could go over there and ask him to come back, he wouldn't want to come back to this place. This is the most wicked place you can live in. And have me for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If it hadn't been for Jesus Christ,
God, this
world would be messed up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening now? Y'all took that a little light. Let me tell you, saints don't die. The quote is, they change dwelling places. Yes, he's over there living. He's not the Brother Bram said flying off in the clouds somewhere. He's not flying off in the clouds somewhere. He's actually living. And my mother, she passed away. And I was just going to come in the message. And so I led her to Christ. She didn't know nothing about it. Nothing about going beyond the curtain of time. I had a brother that was an unbeliever. Never would come to church. Wouldn't listen to the message. And he had a heart attack. And he was in the hospital for a while. And while he was in the hospital, he said he was laying down. This is unbelievable. At that time. And then my mother came to him. And my sister died before I was born. She was still born. And so when she came to my brother never seen her before. And she came to him. Now he's laying in the emergency room. And she came to him. She said, how you doing, Jesse? He said, who are you? He said, oh, I'm your sister. My sister, he said, yeah, I'm Judy. He never got a chance to see her. And while he was standing there, my mother came to him. She was beautiful. Long hair. And she came to him. And she's talking to him. And he said, Jesse.
That's Jesse.
He said, oh, mama, your mama, mama. He said, you look, it's in a dream now. He said, you look so good. You look like when you were young.
And he
is not registered to him
that
he's in a vision.
Because
he's sick. And he thought he was dying.
As
he was talking to my mother, she said, you are not ready yet. He hadn't given his heart to the Lord. He wasn't no church person. And my mother said, you can't come here
because
you're not ready yet. And he said, when she said that, a light come down and pushed him down and he woke up. And my brother came back too. He didn't know nothing about it. I took the book, going beyond the curtain of time. He said, what are you going to do? I said, read this. And I said, this will tell you what you went through. And he told me, I said, read it. He read the book. He never set foot in my church.
He's
my oldest brother. He read the book. About 2 weeks from there, I'm preaching, and my brother coming to church. Coming there and says, Lord, wanted to know about this Lord Jesus Christ. I've been preaching the gospel for years, but he didn't believe it. But as soon as a supernatural stuck that seed, it was like music to him. God don't make no mistakes. And you in church tonight, God don't make no mistakes. Believe him with all your heart. And make sure, glory, don't let nothing shake you. You have your confidence. Keep your confidence. Keep your confidence in the word. Keep your confidence in the church. Keep your confidence in the pastor. Wait on God. Good. Wait on God. Because, are you listening now? Wait on God. Don't let nobody shake your faith. Shake your faith. Don't let nothing in your life shake your faith. Because remember, they were destituted. They were saints of God. They were destituted. They were afflicted. They were tormented. They went through all kind of things. But yet, they saw a better resurrection. They saw what they were waiting on was better than what they were going through. What they were waiting on was better than what they were going through. Because they were looking for the future home. They were looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I know I said a lot of things, but listen, when you have and I'm saying this here for Sister Chester, she didn't tell me to say nothing, but I had a good friend. Pastor friend of mine. My wife can tell you. Pastor built a great church. And the people, they're in between 2 and 3, 4 different opinions. The church today had a wonderful man. Wonderful man. God leave you with a gift. This brother here, and that's what God leave you. Wait on God. You may not like it. It may be on live screen that nobody tell me to say it, but I'm telling you, wait on God. See what God is going to do. And this brother, my wife would tell you, built a big, nice church, everything. And everybody's struggling for power. And the church now, it's been gone 2 years. To the brother that my friend, he's passed away, it's been 2 years, and they still fussing. One want to be this, the other one want to be that. Let me tell you something. God has already established a church. He sent you a message, a gift, and that gift has established everything you need is right here. Oh, don't get quiet. Yes. The wife has a say so. Hello? Sometimes we get carnal, so let me get carnal on you. You know, Colonel, let me get Colonel. If Dr. Stoll has got his big practice, he's got a doctor's office, and his wife is there, and he passes away. His wife is the first heir to that doctor's office. What, people may not like it, but we look at churches like different.
Remember,
are you listening? Can I preach? You only one person here. Are you listening? You have one say so. I let church say amen.
Church amen.
Say, well, we want to vote in. You don't have a vote. What happens is a man passed away. It's the deacons.
Amen.
That makes the choice.
Then
the wife, glory. I don't care what they do. They don't. I don't have to come back because I come to Zimbabwe, so you don't like it. They, when she's here, she has say-so in this church. She can't preach. She can't, but she's part of this here. And let me give you what Paul says. They must be taken care of.
You
say, let church say amen. The pastor get all the time. No, the widow must be taken care of.
And you don't
need the message to tell you that.
Sorry,
let church say amen. The message don't have to tell you that. Sorry. See, the widow, the church is responsible. To make sure that she has what she needs. And if she's suffering, listen. She suffered with that man. The church say amen. Let me make it real to you, because sometimes people get real carnal. Let me make it real to you. When he come in, how many times groceries went missing? Didn't have no food because he was putting his money in the church. How many times when they needed furniture in the house, they had 10 people, maybe 10 people, maybe 20 people, a small church, and everything was being taken care of, and they bypassed what they need for their home. And let me tell you, it's 90% of the time to take care of the church. And the church, the people ought to say, listen, I know what she went through. I know what the pastor goes through. We want to make sure that it be easy for them, because this is the time. They spent their life, let church say amen. They spent their life building my life. Paul says, I sold to you spiritual things. Each one of you sitting here tonight living off the spiritual things that Brother Branham said, that your pastor said, and that's what makes you living off those supernatural things. And Paul said, if I gave you supernatural things, it should be a small thing for you to give me the carnal things. At the church, amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I'm a missionary, but I like to say what I have to say. You want the church to go forward. Don't go around this mountain. God to put you to a place. It's established. Lord, don't go back and rebuild. You're here now. Get ready for the rapture. Get behind the man God you. Get behind him and press it. Let church say amen. No matter how many men come here, how many pastors you might say, we want to get this man, or we want to get that man, none of them will be able to take the place of Brother
Blessing.
Let me say that again. Or else God have to make two of them. Hello?
Hello?
But God brought him in the vision to do something for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And nobody can copy that. Are you listening?
Though
even identical twins, they are different. But what don't change, how many know what don't change? Jesus Christ says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Eastley Church, we want you to realize, keep going forward. Keep going forward. Let God take care of his business. Let God take care of the family.
And
when God does that, glory, he'll make sure that he'll supply everything you need according to his riches and glory. Do you believe that? Glory, listen. I don't say much. I'm in business. Right? I have managers. I have people that do what I do. And you know, I'm a person that's hand-on. My wife always tell me, if you ain't done it, it ain't done right.
but that's
what people that's hands-on, they have that problem.
What
you do, you're multiplying yourself.
Well,
somebody else can do it, and it make your work easy. But people that's hands-on, it's so hard for them to let go. So it takes the pressure on them, because it's hard for them to say, listen, he can do it. He knows what to do. Can you imagine? God says, Moses, you're getting ready to go. I don't have anybody. I know Joshua. I don't know if he could do it. But
Joshua,
he was trained. He saw the supernatural. He saw what Moses did. Are you listening? And are you listening now? Do you know why the scripture says, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you? If you do it the way Moses did it, if you follow me and keep the word the way he did, I will bless you the same way I blessed Moses. And be of good courage. Be of good courage, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you're going. That's for every ministry. Are you listening now? God never leave himself without witness. Let church say amen.
Church say amen.
Get this quote here. Never forget this one. Brother Branham says, he said, the man that's running away from it,
isn't
the one God chooses. Hello? Look at it in the Bible. From the beginning of time. You know why? Because God wants a man he can put on his hands on. God wants a man he can put his hands on and he control him. He take that gift. He controlled that gift. Joseph, when Joseph had the dreams, it was God controlling it. God was controlling it. Joseph had the gift, and he could dream dreams, and he could see visions, but he couldn't do nothing until that vision got to a place where it was time to be fulfilled. And just so happened, Joseph fulfillment of his vision, it took him all the way down to Egypt. But God was with him. And no matter what you have to go through, you're a son and daughter of God. Whatever your life, whatever goes on in your life, if you're a part of God, you'll go back to God. God will save you. He will keep you. And if he called you, he is able to fulfill what he got in your life. You believe that? You know, we heard a lot of great messages this weekend. Loved it. But you know, the spoken word is not just a good saying. Moses needed the spoken word at a specific time. He just didn't use it in Egypt. You say he was speaking the word. But God told Moses, he was telling them, let flies come. Let fleas come. Turn the water to blood. But when he got down there, and the children of Israel, he told them to plot a token. It was God telling them to plot a token on the doorpost and the linen. And he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. But when they came out of Egypt, God took them down by the ray of Red Sea. And Moses got to the sea. And he's wondering what to do. What are we going to do? Everybody complaining. Everybody worried about what we're going to do. What are we going
to
do? What happened? Are we going to go forward? And they're waiting on somebody to make a decision. And God come to Moses. He said, why are you crying out to me? Why are you crying out to me? You've seen all the supernatural. You've seen me be with y'all. Are you listening now? I want you to put ourselves in that position. God got to Moses. You've seen the seven angels. You've seen the seven angels come out of eternity. You've seen squirrels spoken to existence. You've seen the pillar of fire. You've seen me turn my back and be able to discern the thoughts of the heart. You've seen me, Jesus Christ, been the same yesterday and today forever. Why are you crying out to me? Speak the word. Speak the word. Get rid of the problem. Get rid of the problem. Keep going forward. Brother Branham says, God don't know no retreat. He keeps going forward. And any man put his hand on the gospel plow and he turned back, Jesus said he ain't even fit for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. God love. Joy. Joy. Like you have joy. Peace. Long suffering. Gentleness. Praise glory. And in the statue of a perfect man, you gotta add to your faith virtue
Simba
is strength.
Simba.
Hallelujah.
Simba.
Virtue, knowledge.
Simba.
Temperance.
Ruzivo.
Temperance is self-control.
Kuzitora.
We don't know what we're gonna do. What's gonna happen?
Chisaitiga.
What's going to happen? God's going to take care of you. Your trust is not in what you see. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. I don't care how smart you are, what university you went to. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. See what He says about it, and He'll direct your path. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Don't cast away your confidence. Let not your confidence be cast away. You know the verse says, we have need of patience. You have to see what God's going to do. Just have patience. There's going to be a famine in the land. And it's not for me to drink, but it's for hearing the word. Look where God brought you. Look what a word have you now. You ain't tossed to and forth with every wind and doctrine. Are you listening now? And you shouldn't be tossed to and forth now. Because what? You have been bought up, glory. You've been brought up, you've been taught a solid revelation, and the bride knows what Jesus Christ wants done with the word. Do you know what God wants done with the word? Don't cast away your confidence. Are you listening?
And
you got people complaining, murmurs and complaining. You just get a heart attack.
Get
canceled. He didn't want to interpret it, but that's what happened. Murmuring and complaining. Give you a heart attack. Murmuring and complaining. Give you cancer. Wait on God. You know that's a quote. How many know that's a quote? Just don't worry. Let God take care of it. Glory.
Amen.
Cast not away
Musarasa.
Your confidence. Don't lose the confidence. Easily church. Don't lose your confidence. You tell them that say, "Oh, I don't want to stay. I want to stay home. It ain't like it used to be." You just tell them. Don't lose your confidence. Come to church.
We are church.
Wait and see what God is going to do. Wait on God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One time, I had a brother. Led him to the Lord. And he come to me. He
said,
"Pastor, you know, I don't know if you're right.
You know,
you just don't seem like there's something wrong." So the first thing I told him, I said, "I thank you for bringing me to the message." He said, "What you mean?" I said, "Well, now you know more than I do. I mean, when I come, you was on the street selling dope." So now you come to church and you telling me what to do. I said, "I'm the same man that the Lord led me on the street when I could have been somewhere else. The Lord took the time out my day and told me to go by there and talk to that man, and now you telling me something wrong with me." I said, "Am I the same way?" "Oh, you know, I didn't mean that, but I've been studying, Glory. It don't matter how much you study, you live no higher than your pastor. You live no higher than your pastor. You may think you know more. You may act like you know more, but God doesn't go past his gifts." Oh, don't get quiet. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Paul, very eloquent man.
Angagadiza.
Speaks 7 different languages.
I taught him in Tower.
You know that. Paul, Brother Branham said, one of the greatest missionaries. Outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when he came, the pillar of fire, Paul was going down to
Damascus
to persecute the saints. And the pillar of fire come down and knock Paul down. Paul said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I'm Jesus." You know what the first thing Paul said? "Lord, what you have me to do?" You know what he was doing? He was going around preaching the gospel that he knows. And then when God told him to go, "What you want me to do?" He said, "Go down there to Ananias." And when you go down to Ananias, he's going to tell you what you must do. Not what you want to do,
but
what you must do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when he got down there, and Ananias, he knew the background. He said, "This is a wicked man. He persecuted the church. He did this. And he did that." And God said,
Ananias,
"I don't care about what you think about him." He said, "Baptize him. Wash his stripes. He's a chosen vessel unto me." Are you listening? And when God chooses a man, you rally around that gift and God will bless you. Oh, and by the way, that is a quote. Can I preach like I preach in America? We got to a place in America, you show somebody a quote, and they say, "Yeah, but let me show you what Brother Branham said right here. See right here. We're not comparing quotes with quotes. We're comparing the word with the word." Hallelujah. When you compare the word with the word, the word never changes. And if God did it the first time, he'll do it every time. When he wanted a king, who he sent to get a king? He sent a prophet.
ndivatuma muprofita.
So wait a minute. But the prophet down there, you know,
muprofita aripo,
he says, he got to Jesse's house.
Akasvika kumba kwa Jesse.
He started eating.
Vatanga kudya.
And the first thing Jesse done,
chakatanga kudana
Jesse. Can I preach now?
Ndikani paridze.
He bought his son. He just come from college. He's good.
I
know that God's anointing is on him.
Why
don't you take, and besides, he just graduated from university. And the prophet got there, don't get quiet. He got the oil and he said, God said, ah, no.
That ain't
him. God was looking for a certain character. He bought the next son. So he's a good boy. And you know he'll do what you tell him. He's find one of my sons.
And
Samuel got the oil. And God said, nope, I don't want him. Bought the third son. Bought the fourth son. And Jesse was getting aggravated. These are my best, you know. Everybody talk about these sons here. These are, they known in Israel. When he bought the seventh son, Samuel got the oil. Brother Enoch, he went to put it on him. And God said, no. So he's looking around. Are you listening? Jesse had gave up. Because he never thought it was David. Are you listening? Are you listening? And so finally when he got down there, and then the prophet asked him, have you read the scripture? Samuel says, have you got any more sons? He said, oh yeah. Yeah, I got one. Nobody like him. He's ruddy. Glory. He's out there with the sheep. And I think something wrong with his mind. I went out there one day. And he was singing to the sheep. And you know something got to be wrong with
it.
I told him to watch my sheep. And a lion come out there. And the rest of my sons ran. And David got the slingshot. And he ran after the lion. I told him a sheep wasn't that important. But he went and got the sheep. And Samuel said, get him. Bring him. Something is about him. Bring him. And when David come in, the Holy Ghost dropped down. And Samuel said, that's him. That's him.
Right.
He wasn't much to look at. But he had thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We as human beings look at things our way. You know, been pastoring too, I look at sometimes.
Amen.
Pastoring, when you're pastoring, you know, your people sometimes, you know, they, like for instance, their child will get in trouble. And they say, oh, pastor, please pray for my child.
You know,
I want him saved, would you help
him?
Then when somebody else, in church, child get in trouble. And they'll say, pastor, you need to put him out to church.
Pastor, that's in game church.
Something wrong with that boy. He
hadn't
been raised right. See, everybody, most inside of them, think about themselves first. Or their family first. Or their children first. But when God comes, God thinks about his will first. No matter what we are, it's thy will be done. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Cast not away your confidence. Which have great recompense of reward. Word to the church. How many ever read that? How many ever read that? Word to the church. Stay, glory, real close to one another. Don't you let the devil bring nothing between you. Listen, I don't want to waste my time just come here preaching a message for you and go back to America. I came here because I had a reason to come. Stay real close to God. And if the devil can't get you to go against one another, he will bring somebody on the inside and sit him down and cause him to cause commotion. Believe the prophet's message. God give you a pastor to stay with. Just stay with it. Let God work it out. Let God work it out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, because thou hast chosen a narrow path, the harder way, thou hast made and thou hast walked of thy own choosing. Nobody ain't making you walk this way. You walking it because you know it's right.
It's your choosing.
You made that decision. You want to walk with God. And because you made that momentous decision, because you have made that momentous decision, a huge portion, a huge portion of heaven awaits thee. Don't let the devil take away what's waiting on you. You're waiting on the rapture. You're waiting on the change of the body. There ain't nothing on this earth to be able to separate you from the love of God when you know what's promised to you, when you know what Jesus Christ promised. You know the message of the hour. It ain't about I'm on his side. It ain't about I'm on his side. It ain't about I'm on his side. I'm on her side. I'm on his side. Brother Branham preached a message. Taking sides with who? Jesus.
Let's
try it now. Now can we say it? Taking sides.
With
Jesus.
Amen.
And you've taken sides with him. That's why you're in this church tonight. It don't matter if God make you a doorkeeper. You should be happy that you're saved. You should be happy that you're saved. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you should be committed to that post. Committed to that post. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You come to church. You come to church. You pay your tithes. You do the things that you've been doing. There ain't nothing changed. Jesus Christ had changed. Are you listening? The only thing went from one to the other, but the main man is the same. Glory, you shouldn't change. You pay your tithes. And if you love God, you can't wait till these church doors get open. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise. I want to say something to help you. Do not lose your confidence, which has recompense of reward. Because the just shall live by revelation. The just shall live by faith. And if God brought you this far, if God brought you this far, he's going to take you on into the rapture. They said, Jesus, show us a sign. You know, people like that. When God make a change or something, they want to see something. So the scribes and the Pharisees said, he said, show us a sign. Jesus said, well, I'm dramatizing it now. Show us a sign. They said, yeah, show us a sign. Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness. That was a great thing that happened in the wilderness. You show us a sign. And Jesus says, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness. They ate bread that come down from heaven. And he said, every last one of them is dead. You know why they would die in the wilderness? Because they couldn't take God's word by faith. And he says, I am the bread that come down from heaven. He said, you want to see a sign? I am the bread that come down from heaven. You did eat manna in the wilderness, but I am the true bread. And except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And 82 of them walked away. He had 82 disciples.
And
70 of them walked away.
Because
of something. Are you listening? Because of something they didn't like. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Jesus did say, all brothers, please, I understand, you know, just give me a chance to explain. When they walked away, let church say amen. Sometimes, truth hurts. It should hurt. And when he looked at it, he walked over to Peter and them. And you figure he was going to comfort them, you know. Brothers. These brothers left, and I'm going to tell y'all, y'all know that I chose y'all to be my disciples. And, you know, so don't worry about it. You know what Jesus said? He walked up to Peter and them, and he looked at him. What are y'all still doing here? He said, what y'all going to do? And Peter said, Lord, where can we go? You have the words of eternal life. I mean, where can you go? You know the message is right. Don't you know the message is right? Where can you go? Glory.
Amen.
Where can you go? Back to the Pentecostal?
What's the Pentecost? Praise
the Lord. God has already established. Are you listening?
Amen.
Can I preach?
Nobody's there.
God's provided a place of worship. God provided you this place of worship. You didn't provide it. God provided it. And God chooses the place. Oh, I go over there. I go over there. God chose a place for you to worship. Are you listening? Oh, we catch the part. We catch the part. Where Brother Branham says that Jesus is God's chosen place of worship. But he took his text in Deuteronomy and he said, God chooses your place of worship. Moses couldn't say, God told Moses, I want you to take the children of Israel to this mountain. And Moses could say, look, Pharaoh won't let us go, Lord. Can we just worship right here? No. God had chose the place where he wanted them to be.
Why don't you buy it?
Are you listening now? And God chose your place of worship. Naturally, naturally, and spiritually. God bless you. Let me leave you alone. Let church say amen. Let church say
amen.
Do you love the Lord? Don't let nothing cast away your confidence. You be just as firm. You be just as believing. You be just as committed as you was. It's just a changing of the gods. Changing of the gods. But it's still the same God. God haven't changed. He's still doing the same work that he did with Brother Blessing. He want to do it with the next man that comes. And if he followed it, and he saw how blessed that God used Moses. Are you listening now? Joshua didn't come in and change the program. Did you hear that? Joshua didn't come in and change Moses' program. Joshua only added to Moses' program. Are you listening? And then God said, since then, since now, he come and check Moses. And he told check Joshua. He said, Joshua, no man is standing before you. So if you've been in the message and you believe in Brother Branham, or you have been believing your pastor,
all right,
I'm gonna test you. I told him that no man will stand before you all your days. So when Joshua was walking out, walking across the river down in there, and all of a sudden, a big man, Brother Brown,
said,
tall. And he came up to Joshua and he had his sword drawn. And he says, Who are you? And Joshua drew his sword. Are you for us? Are you for the adversary? In other words, Joshua wanted to know. God told me that no man to stand before me all my days. I don't care how tall he is, how difficult the task is, what I got to go through. If God be for us, who can be against you? And Joshua drew his sword, and the man said, nay, I'm the captain of the host of the Lord. In other words, I'm the 5-star general. I come down, Joshua, to lead this church on. Are you listening now? Jesus Christ is here. He come down. The little while the world won't see me, but you shall see me. But I will be with you, even in you. And he's going to lead the church on into glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Don't let nothing take away your confidence. Don't let nothing take away your confidence. Be steadfast. Unmovable. Always. Abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Anybody want prayer? We'll certainly have a word of prayer if you want.
God bless you. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.